You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagar, Matt Wilhelm, wrapping things up here in Berea. We've got Frank in Parma online. What's up, Frank?
Listen, I hope you listened to the last guest there, because I constantly hear you guys talking about how the Browns need to waste assets on first-round draft picks at quarterback when they can't play. The quarterbacks that these teams are drafting in the first round can't play unless there's a great supporting cast around them. If you listen to Urban Meyer, a quarterback is a product of the players around him, and if you continually use first-round draft picks on players who can't play and don't have a supporting cast around them, then nothing's going to change. They need to build the team first and then try to find a quarterback.
I agree. I agree 100% with you, and I think that what we tried to do in the few times that Johnny Manziel started for this football team is we designed an offense around one player instead of designing an offense and having that one player fit this offense. And that's what I think we do. And in some cases, because there is such slim pickings this year, that's what makes it very difficult. You know, do you go all in with Johnny Manziel and give him another shot? That I don't know. But I just think you need to add value to that position. If there's not a guy this year, you hate to say it, but you need to get a guy that can be a winner, that has experience, because from what we saw from Johnny Manziel, it's not good enough, and it doesn't cut it at this point in the National Football League on a week-to-week basis.
I still think you look at the quarterbacks who are left. They're franchise quarterbacks. They are great quarterbacks. Now, I do think you need the team, but I think ultimately you need the team with the quarterback if you're really going to win a Super Bowl, which is what it's all about.
Yes.
You got to get the right guy. The right quarterback has to be there. Andrew Luck was taken first overall. He just defeated Peyton Manning, who was taken first overall. You've got all these quarterbacks, you know, that are high profile. Now, Tom Brady wasn't. Sixth-round pick that's turned out to be magical. Russell Wilson, a third-round pick that's turned out to be magical, but showed that from day one, when he beat out a guy in Matt Flynn they paid a lot of money to, that he had what it took to be what I would call a franchise type of a guy. So it's not a surprise to me that the quarterbacks that are left, Aaron Rodgers is left, Tom Brady is left, Andrew Luck is left, and Russell Wilson. Those are the best quarterbacks in the league.
The best quarterbacks in the league, but also, too, is I think the hardest workers in the league. You know,
yes.
Tom Brady, meticulous preparing. You know, Aaron Rodgers, very talented, but meticulous in his preparation. Russell Wilson, probably, you know, what it seems when you watch a Seahawks game, they talk so highly of him because he's still, I think everybody's waiting for Russell Wilson because he's a third round pick and he just beats the odds and continues to win because of the system that he's in and the players around him. They're waiting for him to fail so that everybody can say, well, that's what you get out of a third round quarterback. But he's most likely, you know, rumors are that he's going to secure the most lucrative contract in NFL history as a quarterback in this league.
All right, let's get Reggie in Youngstown quickly. Hey, Reggie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, all man. Right. How are you?
Good. It's been a little while since I talked to you. Yeah, I'm just going to say a couple of things right quick. Hey, Matt, first thing, far as the Ohio State, I have to say, guys, excuse me, but our Buckeyes is the greatest team in this whole damn land. That's for sure.
That's right.
That is darn sure. I'm so proud of them guys in general and everything. And they kind of remind me when you guys played and stuff and won and everything. Matt, I tell you, man, I don't know what coaches you all had at Ohio State up there. But one thing about it, when I said when you all won the championship, and what I'm saying this year when our team won it again, is that the Buckeyes are physical, man. Is it something they said you all at Ohio State or what? Because teams just aren't as physical as the Buckeyes, man.
You know what it is? It's preparation and confidence in what we're doing and our coaches, but you know, myself with another Youngstown product and Jim Tressel, just as Urban Meyer has done, they get the buy-in of the players. You have close relationships and you have 100% confidence and belief both in your coaches and in your teammates to do their part. And when it all comes together, something great happens, like winning a national championship.
All right, folks, thanks for being with us. I had a great time here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Coming up next, the Golden Boys. Got to thank Dan Wetzel, thank Kevin Jones, thank Andrew Gribble, thank all of you for being with us here. Keep the calls coming. When we come back tomorrow, we'll take a look at the defensive line of the Cleveland Browns, and we'll continue to talk with you about all things going on in the sports world and this great city of Cleveland. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.